Chicago's Black Music Cooperative, the AACM, the Association for the Advancement of Creative Musicians, has spawned some of the most creative jazz composers of the last 25 years, like Henry Threadgill, Anthony Braxton, and Mujal Richard Abrams. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the best AACM composer under 40 is Edward Wilkerson Jr. Kevin has a review of a new album by Wilkerson's group, Eight Bold Souls.
In one way, Edward Wilkerson's octet Eight Bold Souls is right in step with other medium-sized jazz bands which emerged in the 1980s, like Henry Threadgill's Septet or John Carter's Octet. Flexible groups with the agility of a small combo, but which suggests the orchestral scope of a big band. But in another way, Eight Bold Souls is as far from 80s trends as you can get. The 1980s was when postmodernism came in, when composers like John Zorn made music that relied on quick and abrupt jumps from one style to another. By contrast, Wilkerson is rarely in a hurry to get from one idea to the next. That's from Wilkerson's composition, Glass Breakers, from the Eight Bold Souls album, Sideshow, on the new Arabesque Jazz label. The band's lineup, including cello and tuba, as well as the usual saxophones, trumpet, and trombone, lets him hint at everything from a chamber ensemble to a New Orleans brass band. Sometimes it seems Wilkerson wants to circle the globe in a single piece, incorporating a little of everything. Like other AACM composers, he'll use any style to his own ends. His theme, Light on the Path, sounds like something from Miles Davis's last funky period, but with a lighter touch. At other times, Eight Bold Souls owes a debt to bandleader Sun Ra, whose sort of fake Egyptian mood pieces inform the tune Black Herman. You can hear Ra's influence in the subtle figures played behind the leader's tenor sax solo. Wilkerson's emotionally direct but controlled vocal quality links him with elder Chicago tenor players like Von Freeman and Fred Anderson. Edward Wilkerson's not the only fine soloist in this band, but the Souls don't get many opportunities to strut their stuff on their new album. One problem with the slow rate of change Wilkerson favors is that solos tend to be long and few. Only one clarinet solo from multi-instrumentalist Muwata Bowden isn't enough for me, even if it is a long one. With so much space to fill, he tends to repeat himself. Thank you. Although Edward Wilkerson is involved in three recording groups, including his big band Shadow Vignettes, he's not a very prolific composer. Sideshow is only Eight Bold Soul's second album in 5 years, and so far the band has recorded only 10 of his compositions. Wilkerson's too good a writer to work that slowly. He should get out his pen and get on the stick.
Kevin Whitehead reviewed Sideshow by Eight Bold Souls on the label Arabesque Jazz. I'm Terry Gross.